This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, my name is Steve. You're listening to Bible Toolbox on Radio Council. This is a two-parter. The first part of something called God's Questions. God's Questions. What has always interested me is that sometimes God or Christ asks questions that seem a little odd according to the context of the scriptures. And sometimes people question him, and again, these might seem odd questions in context of the scriptures. So this is part one, and I'm going to be concentrating on Christ on this one. And then in part two, we'll go to questions that I have about God. So the first one, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to John chapter 20 and verse 15. And this occurs after the death of Christ, okay? And the scripture in John reads this: "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her, "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Now, this seems a little odd. This seems a little odd to me. Of course, in the context of the scripture, we're talking about Mary of Magdala, or sometimes we call her Mary Magdalene. This is after Christ has been crucified, and on Sunday, when the women came to the tomb to prepare Christ's body for spices, they found it empty. They found the tomb empty. And Mary was so distraught, she was in tears, and she went into the little garden next to the tomb, and she thought she saw the gardener. That's the context of the verse. And Jesus turns to her and asks her, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Well, Mary was crying because she wanted to complete the process of burial for Christ, for Christ's body. She had followed Christ. If you go to Luke chapter 7, you will see that she was one of a group of women that followed Christ during almost his whole ministry. In fact, Mary Magdalene was at each critical point of Christ's ministry, including his death. She was at the cross with Mary, the mother of Christ, and other women, and knew he was dead. They even followed the body of Christ when he was buried in the tomb afterwards to make sure that they knew where he was and they could prepare his body for burial. So Jesus asked her, "Why are you crying? And who are you looking for?" Well, today I am in despair sometimes about what's happening in this country and in the townships and people. People are crying everywhere. They don't know who to turn to. We have elections coming up very soon in South Africa, and a lot of promises are being made to people for their votes. People are in pain. People are crying. People want things to be put right, and yet they don't know who to look for. Every political party promises change. Every political party promises, "We will do better. We will make it right." And yet, time after time, after the election is over, it's hard to see sometimes where any progress has been made. Anything that was going to be put right somehow just doesn't get done. Going back to the scripture, it says, "Who are you looking for?" This question is as pertinent 2,000 years ago as it is today. In your life, who are you looking for? You're looking to your parents, your father and mother, your grandparents, Oma and Opa, to help you, to give you advice, to lead you in the right way, to prop you up, to lift you up. Who are you looking for? You're looking to your employer, right, to increase your wages, to make sure that you have decent medical and decent pension. You're looking to your employer. Or are you looking to the government? The government is going to make sure that I have everything that I need in my life. I got water, I've got electricity, I've got prices that I can afford for food for me and my children. Is that who you're looking for? Sometimes, if you're going to ask this question in a spiritual context, there's only one place to go. Christ. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So this question that Jesus asks Mary Magdalene, who are you looking for, is a question we should be asking today for ourselves. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking to be your mentor? Who are you looking to be your guide? Who are you looking to take your hand and guide you where you need to go? Where will you go to get truth, absolute 100% truth? Well, I only know of one source. It's called the Bible. One source. So we have to understand that Mary, when she was asked this question, who are you looking for? You have to understand, she didn't answer the question. She thought he was the gardener. If you have taken him or his body away, tell me where you put it and I will go and get him. Okay? Well, if you read after that, verses 16 onwards, you'll find out that she found who she was looking for. She calls him Rabboni, Rabbi. And Christ had a mission for her. He told her, go and tell my brethren. You can read it there at the end of John chapter 20. Go and tell my brethren. She was so overjoyed with the news of Christ's resurrection. She probably then finally understood who he was. That he wasn't just some rabbi walking through the land, healing people, teaching people. He wasn't just that. That Christ was who he said he was. I am the Son of God. I have come to heal people. I have come for salvation. I have come to restore you, redeem you back to God, my Father. I don't think her feet touched the ground very much when she ran back to tell the brethren. That was her mission. Go tell my brethren, I am risen. Hallelujah, Christ has risen. That's what we celebrate today. Every time that Easter comes, you know, I know that we have this tradition of Easter bunnies and Easter eggs and all those things. I mean, I don't mind those things, but I think sometimes we put a little bit too much emphasis on that and forget why we are celebrating this Christian holiday. Although we shouldn't just celebrate it once a year, we should celebrate every day Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Because that's who we are. That's our message. That's what Christ told Mary Magdalene to do, and Christ told us to do that today. Go into all the world. That's our job. That's what we do. That's who we are. Who are you looking for? Well, if you're looking for Christ the Redeemer, you found him. If you're looking for salvation, you found him. If you're looking for spiritual redemption, you found him. Who are you looking for? Then, in Mark chapter 8, this is what we read. Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea. On the way, he asked them, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And you'll read there, they said, well, some say you are a prophet, you are Elijah, or you are John the Baptist come to life. And Christ says, okay, wait a minute, hold the phone here, pal. But that's what everybody says. Who do you say I am? This is one of the most important questions we have to ask ourselves. Who do you say Christ is? A good teacher? A social rebel? Maybe even a little bit of a prophet of some kind? Well, all those things are true. But Christ himself said, I am the Christ. I am the Son of God. So either you believe him or you don't. But the question remains. Then in Luke chapter 8, we find another question Christ asks. Christ is in a crowd of people, and they're crowding around him. And suddenly Jesus stops and he asks, who touched me? Who touched me? The disciple standing around says, well, Lord, there's a whole bunch of people around here. I mean, of course, people are jostling you. People are not watching where they're going. Somebody must have touched you. But Christ was asking for a specific reason. The quote says 8:45, Luke 8:45. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, Master, there are people crowding around and pressing against you. Of course, this was a specific thing that Christ was asking. One woman in her faith reached out and touched the hem of his robe because she had been suffering for years. Who touched me? Have you touched Christ? Have you reached out and touched the hem of his robe for your spiritual healing, for your comfort, for your salvation, for your sanctification? Have you reached out and touched the hem of Christ? Wow. If you haven't touched him, then you're missing out on one of the greatest spiritual journeys you will ever have in your life. Stay tuned for part two. My name is Steve. Thank you so much for listening.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.